There is a really interesting sounding new natural history series starting on DSTV next week called Evolve. And it's going to look at the question of what humanity can learn by observing the natural world and applying its solutions to our future problems. We're talking here about the concept of biomimicry. And in this series hosted by Patrick Arie, it'll take viewers sort of into the natural world and look at examples of adaptations in nature that could be a learning opportunity for humans. Patrick is a biologist and award-winning wildlife filmmaker, the host of the new show Evolve, and he joins me on Zoom now. Patrick, thanks for joining us. It's great to have you on the show today.
Hi there, Piva. Thanks for having me on the show.
So before we talk biomimicry, we've been talking about a fatal shark incident that happened on our coastline yesterday. I'm just interested, as a wildlife documentary filmmaker, do you have any strong feelings about the use of the term shark attack?
So this is the first time I'm hearing about it. I think, of course, first of all, my condolences to the family of the person that lost their lives in that situation. I mean, shark encounter, shark attack. I'm unsure. you kind of caught me off guard.
I've put you on the spot terribly. Okay.
Yeah.
Not to worry.
I suppose really, like, there are arguments for and against. I think ultimately we have to understand that we are in their world when we're going into the ocean, and that is their territory. I think one of your guests, one of the voice notes that played out, kind of hit the nail on the head. Would you expect to go to Kruger National Park and go walking around if you knew that there were lions, leopards, big cats, out on that, in the savannah out there? So, I don't know. I think we just have to understand that we are going into a different world. It's tricky, isn't it? When you have human and wildlife interactions, in that way. But of course, like one of your guests said, they don't actually want to attack humans. Yeah. They are just trying to figure out what's in the water.
What's
there?
This thing swimming next to me?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, my condolences go to the family of that person that lost their lives.
Thanks, Patrick. Sorry, I put you on the spot there because I didn't ask you to come and talk about shark encounters. I asked you to come and talk to us about this incredible sounding new documentary series, Evolve. And it poses the question of whether some of the unique adaptations of the animal world could be applied to the human world. Tell us a little bit more about the series.
Yeah, 100%. So, as you mentioned already, the show is about biomimicry. So this is where we look to the world's natural systems, to animals, plants, all sorts of creatures of the world to figure out, hey, that life's been on this planet for 3.8 billion years. So in order to survive for that period of time, nature's had to deal with so many different challenges. And the only way it can deal with those challenges is by evolving and adapting. So if we then look towards those systems and those animals, is there something that we can learn, that we can take away? I like to refer to it as looking to Mother Nature's blueprints. Mm. And that time, imagine 3.8 billion years life's been around, human beings, you know, in kind of our quote unquote modern history have been around for what, 10,000 years, give or take a couple of thousand. So we think that we're really advanced. Our most advanced time period of civilizations, what, been 100 years, maybe 200 years at a push. So we've got so much to learn from the animal kingdom. Actually, speaking of sharks, one of the examples of biomimicry does come from sharks, in particular, specifically shark skin. So one of my first, the first story I heard about shark skin technology was to do with swimmers, Olympic athletes using shark skin technology to have the, to wear these suits, these swimsuits, which would, reduce the drag, the effect of the drag of the water on their bodies, allowing them to swim just that little bit faster than their competitors. But what we covered was something else which I had come across more recently, and that's helping to combat against harmful bacteria. So this is how it works. So when you look at a shark skin under a microscope, their skin's made up of these things called dermal denticles. They're tiny, tiny scales on their bodies. Now, if you were to run your hands backwards on their skin, it would be really rough, like sandpaper. When you go with the grain, so to speak, it's really smooth. And when you look at these scales, these dermal denticles underneath a microscope, they've got these what are called nanoridges. And these nanoridges are really cool in that they prevent bacteria from sticking to the skin. So when you compare another marine animal, like let's say, take the family of whales, for example, yeah. they have lots of what's called biofouling. So that's where bacteria sticks to their skin. Then you get other microorganisms, algae, barnacles, then kind of growing on their bodies. However, with sharks, they don't have that. So scientists wanted to figure out why, how does this work? And it's to do with these nano ridges, and they prevent bacteria from sticking because it's really hard for that bacteria to straddle those ridges. It takes more energy. And of course, life tends to take the most easiest route so that that bacteria doesn't stick onto the shark. Why am I talking about this? Well, when we look at that design and we then replicate that, there's a company who's developing this technology called Sharklet Technologies. We can then effectively print this design onto sheets of plastic and then coat our high contact surfaces, let's say light switches and door handles in yeah. hospitals. Oh. And that prevents bacteria from staying on that surface and replicating, which could save millions of lives every year. So really incredible technology, again, from an animal which has been demonized for years and years and years.
That's genius. I mean, I'm so excited listening to this example of what we can expect from this series, Patrick, if that's the kind of innovation that is springing from this concept of biomimicry. I can't wait to learn yeah. more. How long have you actually, were you actually in photography on the show? I understand it was shot primarily during the course of last year.
Yeah, that's right. We were filming during COVID. So it was it was quite challenging for myself and the crew. We were filming from around March until about July. So we had a very compressed, that's actually quite a compressed yeah. filming schedule. We started out in Namibia, one of my top countries to visit. We filmed, what did we film there? Namib beetles, cheetahs, so Cape fur seals. Then from Namibia, we traveled to Jordan. We were filming camels, deadly scorpions, a death stalker scorpion. And then from there, we flew over to the States to meet lots of the scientists and cover some more stories over there. Squid, sharks. We actually reeled in a bull shark on the beach. So we had some incredible adventures. And also we were filmed in Europe, in the UK. So we managed to fit all of that into what, March, April, May, June, July, 4 or 5 months. It was pretty intense, I've got to admit, but it was amazing to be able to cover all of those stories because I've always been fascinated with how the world works, how the natural world works. And it was pretty intense. I remember we were filming during COVID, so that was really tricky. The main concern that we had was, of course, the safety of the crew. Thankfully, we were able to get back home safely and hopefully it's worth it. I really hope that your viewers enjoy it. How about yourself? What were there any particular stories that caught your attention?
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, Patrick. So I'm waiting with cool. bated breath to see it.
Premiere.
I do hope so. It's starting in South Africa next week, Wednesday, the 5th of October. So thank you very much for whetting our appetites so successfully and for joining us on the show this morning, Patrick. Can't wait to watch Evolve and thanks for your time.
That's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Pippa.
Thank you. Patrick Ariu is the guest, the host of the series. He's a biologist and an award-winning wildlife filmmaker. So you're looking for a show called Evolve. It starts next week, Wednesday, the 5th of October on the Curiosity Channel, which is DSTV channel 185. There are 6 episodes in total of 1 hour each, and they'll be airing at 9 o'clock on, from Wednesday, the 5th of October. So do look out for Evolve, looking at this question of biomimicry and the incredible innovation that is coming into the human world from looking at and observing and replicating strategies that work in the natural world. It sounds absolutely fascinating.